Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a long time, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and principal of the Meyer Group, one of the smartest guys on the planet that I know. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Warp Speed Growth, and my favorite, one that I quote, you've heard me quote this book in the title, and its author many times, even when he's not here, Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Good to have you here. Creating and Dominating New Markets. And I quoted you the other day. I was talking to a bunch of young people. I was so impressed, Peter. Local university has an entrepreneurship program. They're really doing a good job there. And there was about 30 college kids there, all trying to get their businesses off the ground. And they invited me to come over and talk to them. And I did, and I you know, I'm a lot older than they are, and they just treated me with such respect. And listened to what I said. I really admired that, appreciated them. But I told them something that you told us on the show many times before.
What's that?
They were talking about developing this product and that product and everything, and I said, well, let me tell you something. I'm not going to tell you whether your product is your idea is a good one or not, but I want to tell you what my friend Peter Meyer says. Don't create a solution and then go looking for a problem.
So true.
And that's part of your creating and dominating new market story, right? Find a problem. I said, do what Peter says. Find the pain and then fix it, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I always say find the problem that people want to solve. It doesn't need to be pain. It could be opportunity.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. But they, yeah. I like the way their eyes got bigger when I said pain. I didn't want to get their attention.
And you did, and they deserve to pay attention.
So anyway, your advice lives on even when you're not here. So let's talk about working for bigger companies. I've been talking to small business owners now for 30 years about how the marketplace has changed with regard to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Decades ago, small businesses were mom and pop backwater, local, storefront companies. In the last 30 years, big companies have been outsourcing and have been allowing, as small businesses have become more capable of taking over and becoming integrated partners with big companies have been doing that more and more for the last 30 years, haven't they?
Big companies have been, and they continue to dominate the overall market. There's more business opportunity in small companies, but if you can get a big company to work with you, the opportunity for one or two or 3 years' worth of wonderful transactions is very high.
Well, I will tell you that the only reason why I'm here today is because of the big business customers I've been able to get.
And
whether they be sponsors of the show, whether they be buyers of my books, whether they be engagers of my speaking or whatever, all that money, everything that I make available to customers for free, to small business owners for free, was the result of big companies being our customers.
That makes perfect sense. And big companies can buy so very much at one time that when you get them to work with you, it can be very, very good for your company, your bottom line in terms of revenue and in terms of margins. You can get both. The problem is getting them to work with you. The problem is getting through their protocols.
And that's gotten harder. I'm going to say it out loud, and I think it has to be said, Peter. It's gotten more difficult since 2008 than it was prior to 2008.
I agree, and I think that's a good thing.
But not impossible. It's still not impossible because I'm still doing it. But it is harder. So what's the first step that you think they should pay attention to when they're trying to get a bigger customer to do business with them?
Well, let me back up for just a second to what I just said. The reason I think this increased difficulty is a good thing is that for the average vendor to a large company, life has gotten impossible. But there are no average vendors. There are no average people, no average companies, no average small businesses. If we can be above average there's a very small number of companies that will do very well by following what we're going to discuss in the next half hour. And if you're one of those, if your listeners are one of those small companies that does that, the competition level goes way down. And so what I want to do is I want to think about this from the point of view of what makes a large company different. I'll start there. First of all, they're really hard to navigate. We know that. And they have lots of rules. And down to the flip side of that is I've discovered most of those rules can be broken. There's always exceptions available. If the problem, going back to your first comment, if the problem they want to solve is big enough, and they have intense politics, although they often don't see that, and as I was saying, they can buy a lot when they buy.
And the rules sometimes are made up based on their paradigms.
Yes.
And if you have a solution that's outside their paradigm, that's how you can get the rules to be broken.
Absolutely.
If you can, if you can scratch their itch, stop their pain, or as Peter says, solve their problem. We're going to come right back and get more into this. This is important stuff, folks. This could be a big opportunity for you. Pay attention to what Peter says.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.